member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
On PodRiot.com.
Welcome to Kinky Sex Radio.
Good afternoon, evening, and morning. It's Kinky Sex Radio. Hello, Kinksters. I'm Professor Tom. With me,
Miss Gypsy.
And we got a whole lot of show for you this week, boys and girls. Strap in for a long one on the old iPod. We're going to start by talking about a stolen penis story on MySpace.
We're going to talk dirty.
Then we'll talk about dirty video games you can play online and even get laid with them.
We're going to be talking about lube in the shower.
We'll talk about shaving your privates.
We'll be discussing dungeon etiquette.
And we'll announce our contest winner, the new contest, and tons of news, all that and more, on this week's Kinky Sex Radio.
Hey, this is JW down in Clarksville, Tennessee. Just wanted to say that Professor Tom and Gypsy, you guys are doing a fabulous job. Keep it up.
Gypsy, as you may or may not know, you know, the people listening may or may not know, we have a MySpace page, which if you're on MySpace, ours is myspace.com/kinkysexradio. Pretty easy to find. And we got a lot of friends. JW came from MySpace. Cynical came from MySpace. Daisy, who we'll talk about this week, came from MySpace. Generally, it's a good promotional vehicle for the show and a good way to meet kinky-related people. However, there's also a lot of, how do I say it? I believe the clinical term is fucking losers and morons. I think that's the Latin word for it. On MySpace. And I got into an email battle, I don't know, conversation with one of these assholes. So it starts with a gentleman, I'm using that term loosely, a gentleman, sent me a picture of his penis. Now, you know, there's nothing I love more than pictures of penises.
Was he thinking maybe I was going to see it, or did he want you to see it specifically?
I think he did the MySpace version of, like, a mail bomb or spam. Just, hey, everybody, here's my penis. Any takers? because I got what appeared to be a form letter and a penis. Oh, that's good. That's my penis collection. That's great. So most people would, I guess, you can flag it as spam, but that's no fun. I mean, why not waste a moron's time? I've got the time.
I have fun with it myself.
Yeah, I think it's my duty. So I replied to him, hey, wait a minute. You're cheating. I've seen that penis before on another profile. That's a stolen penis. I thought it was funny. I hit send. Not funny enough to tell on the show, but funny. It amused me. I hit send and went back to my business. Not 4 minutes later, I get a response from this jackass. He's defending now his penis. No way, dude, that's my penis. Or he didn't say dude because he didn't know male or female. No way, you're crazy, that's my penis. Do you like it? Would you maybe like to chat? I decide to keep... See, now I've got him saying penis, which is funnier. Stolen penis. He's now using my language. So I respond back. It's a stolen penis, I can't believe that. I'm going to find the profile and tell the person you're using their penis... Passing it off as your own. How dare you? That's not right. He responds back now a little bit angry. Now, here's the last two that I want to read verbatim. Because this goes back and forth a few times, but they're not that exciting. You stole the penis. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Okay. I respond, dear sir or madam, the penis in question is, in my opinion, stolen. What you should be aware of is that, under U.S. copyright law, anything published on the web is granted automatic copyright pursuant to the law since 1978. And here I sent him a bunch of links to the copyright.gov sign, so he could see that he was indeed right. So you have, in effect, stolen a legally protected penis. That is assuming the offending member is of U.S. origin. USA penis forever, and then I type USA, 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 USA. I copy and paste this. There's like 80 of those. You don't steal American penis, buddy. Not in my watch. Here's what I thought was the kicker. The piece de resistance. He emails back, and I think this is a rather humble tone. Listen to this. I promise you, the penis is mine. It's almost like he's trying to be reasonable with me. Clearly, I'm a wacko in this email, right? I promise you, the penis is mine. I'll put up more photos. Why are you being such a dick about this? And that is why we have a MySpace profile.
This is Twig from AudioPandemicShow.com, and you're listening to Kinky Sex Radio. It's like a spanking for your ears.
I have an email. What a surprise. I say it like I'm so proud.
I got an email.
Holy
Yay!
Crap, my mail client works. If you have a question or suggestion for a topic, matter of fact, all of our topics and questions have come from various listeners, either on the forums or an email. Just drop it into us. Drop it into us? Or drop it into us.
At kinky@kinkysexradio.com.
There you go. Thank you. I need to rest you
there for a second, Tom.
Hi. First off, I love KSR.
Aw.
I also have a question. Damn it, she wants something from us. She's on to us.
She's buttering us up.
I'm curious to know, in either opinion, what is the best lube? Like maybe something that holds up in the shower and with condoms. You don't have to, although I don't mind at all. I'll read this on the air. I think I will. XXOO Daisy. There we go. Awesome. So Daisy would like some advice about the best lube. And she mentions condoms and a shower. I thought this was common knowledge. I was wrong. I was talking with some people online and they did not know. So let's go through lube. What's your recommendation?
My recommendation always is Eros lube.
I'm going to go with, Eros or Astral Glide.
That is another good one.
Not bad. To be honest with you, I've never had a bad lube. I've had various degrees of good. You know what I mean? Like, I've had some that were better.
Yeah, it's never like cement, like,
It's never been glue. it's always done the job just fine. Just with some of them, you have to use more than others. However, there is a difference in lubes. And this is what I thought was common knowledge and was wrong. Water-soluble lubes and petroleum-based lubes. And I would stay away from petroleum-based lubes until you're advanced enough to know the very specific circumstances for petroleum-based lubes. I would go with water-soluble. The good news is, since the AIDS epidemic, the AIDS awareness of the 80s, almost all lubes that are on the shelf are water-soluble. It's almost harder to find a petroleum-based lube, unless you're really specifically telling the person behind the counter at your local sex adult store, no, I know what I'm doing. I want petroleum-based. The reason is, petroleum-based, like Vaseline, eats through latex.
Oh, yes.
No, not immediately. Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
It's not like chomp, 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 chomp.
You put a condom on your hand and dip it in Vaseline and go, look at that! It's not that cool. It's not like putting salt on a slug. No. But it will seriously reduce the effectiveness of a condom, and if the condom pops, what's the point in wearing a condom, right? So you want to make sure you use water-soluble, but here's the problem. Water-soluble means water will dissolve it. Right. Now you're in the shower, she says.
And it can wash off the lube.
Oops. That's not going to help. That's the exact opposite of what you want. So what should you do?
Keep your rear end out of the water?
Keep your ass out of the stream. Lube it up and hang in the back with the boy. Yeah, it's so underrated shower sex, I think. You ever had great shower sex?
You know, it's the positioning's difficult. You know, someone's always going to end up cold. It never really works out. It's not as hot as it is in the movies.
I always end up cold. Freezing my nuts off in the back of the shower. It would be okay if you were in like a, if you were a billionaire, had a really fancy 25-head nice shower. That's different. Like, that's like fucking in a hot tub. That's awesome. A little hard to deal with the lube there, too, but worth the effort. Here's something Dominion noticed, though. If you're using lube in the shower, watch your ass because you can slip on it. Makes sense, though. It's water-soluble, so it's going to
I wonder how many lube companies have gotten sued. I slipped on your lube in the shower.
My daughter's dead because your product didn't have proper warning labels. I would recommend, Daisy, if you're gonna have sex in the shower, buy a lubricated condom and then make that boy take his time. Between the two of those, you should be okay. Now, if it's the fifth time that day you're having sex, well, first of all, congratulations, Daisy. You go, girl. And then now, just keep your rear end out of the shower. Keep your feet planted firmly on the tile and reach for the stars. Email time. I need a bell or something for that.
Ding.
There you go. Awesome. Now we're a morning zoo crew. We had someone write in and ask about shaving the genitals. She said she'd done it, and it didn't go well.
What happened that it didn't go well?
I was scared to ask. That's the kind of story you might not want to hear a punchline to. So I've got some sources, and I'll just sort of, I want to go through like a little play-by-play, and then I got some tips and tricks, and then we can go into personal stuff. So the first one I got is from sexproject.com, but there's a hyphen there, so it's sex-project.com, and then just search for shaving. A few suggestions. If you have long pubic hairs, first of all, and I'd say just period, if you haven't shaved your pubic hair before, you're going to need to do this. Take electric clippers or at least scissors and trim those suckers down.
Right, because you're going to dull the razor blade if you just go right at it.
To take a very long, warm bath before. They say warm. I say as hot as you can take it. You know, I mean, don't kill yourself, but the hotter bath for you.
Because it softens the hairs.
Exactly. Before applying, and they say shaving cream, I'd say shaving gel. You know, really get it in there good. But you could use shaving cream. You're just going to end up using more of it, I think.
Well, I like the gel that turns into the foam.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, okay. Shaving gel. It says rinse the area with cool water. Now, that's just to tighten the skin, but don't chill the area. Don't keep just a little bit. It's just to tighten the skin ever so slightly. You could skip that step if you wanted to. Apply a shaving cream for a few minutes before shaving. So leave it sitting there. There are some mild acids in shaving cream that will weaken the hair. Now, it's a slight thing, but we're talking really coarse hair. So it can take it from being the thickness of what's on your crotch to the thickness of what's on your face, your legs, or your underarms. Be sure, this is very important, be sure to use a sharp blade. You might want to try using two new blades if you're shaving a large area. So if you're a guy or an unusually hirsute woman, go ahead and have a couple of brand new, and don't get cheap on the razors, baby. Don't go to the 99-cent bin. Go ahead and get that Gillette Mach 2, Mach 3, the double, triple blade. I've never seen that big of an advantage yet, but get a good one.
Well, my personal favorite is the Mach 3, and I have a friend of mine who's using the new 5 blade. I believe it's by Schick.
That always sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit to me, the 5 blade.
Well, they actually did a mock-up, you know, thing on the guy from, I believe, Gillette, you know, supposedly did a thing in the Onion, you know, about we did the 3 blade, now we're going to do the 5 blade, and it was just funny little...
That's funny.
But he said he's gotten the best shave he's ever had from this 5 blade razor.
Hey, give it a shot, who knows? Now, when you're shaving, make sure you stroke an area no more than twice to reduce skin irritation. Now, this is if you don't have sensitive skin, if you've never had a problem shaving under your neck, if you've never had a problem shaving the armpit or the legs, you have to be a little less careful about this. However, if you've shaved in the past like this young lady had and it didn't go well, or if you're like me and certain parts of my skin are really sensitive, like the cheek, the chin, I could cut those with a butter knife, doesn't matter. But when I get under my jawline around the Adam's apple, my God, that'll cut. You just look at it wrong and it gets cut. So it's kind of strange. So I had to be a little paranoid. So on the first stroke, go with the grain. Then on the second stroke, and you got to kind of play this by ear on how sensitive your skin is, either go sideways, so from the pubic mound out towards the hip, or if you're feeling really brave, go up against the grain. That one, that's where you're more likely to cut yourself. I'd say the first time you shave, just do down. And you'll have a little bit. It won't be baby smooth. Live with it. Get through the first time. Get a little practice. I was going to say under your belt. I really was.
But a bump.
Yeah. Yeah. Swear to God, every show I try. I hate puns. I fucking hate puns.
Well, you kind of. It's hard to avoid it with the sex.
It's tough when you're doing kinky sex. And shaving this area against the grain can lead to very painful, itchy, ingrown hairs for some people. I've never had that problem, but I do have the cutting problem.
See, against the grain, I tend to go diagonal as opposed to against the grain.
You know, my wife starts against the grain. Just whack, right off. Done.
Wow.
Well, I mean, when she's reshaving. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she did it the first time. I wasn't there. But that's the nice thing. If I ever shave her, yeah, you can't cut her. she's apparently blade-proof. Let's see. Be sure, now this is important, be sure and clean the area afterwards with soap and water to reduce the risk of infection. Ideally, give the area a second cleansing using cotton balls and rubbing alcohol. That's going to sting a little. It's kind of a good, if you ever put aftershave on, guys, that's what we're talking about. I don't know if there's an equivalent for girls.
Well, see, I personally use diluted tea tree oil. One, it's a natural antibacterial. Two, it's going to soothe the skin and generally just the same effect that alcohol is going to have.
Yeah, I've heard people use it on their face for acne as well. Now, that diluted tea tree oil, how much? 16 to 1, 4 to 1, 2 to 1? How much do you dilute it?
I usually put a tablespoon of the tea tree oil versus a half tablespoon of water. That's usually diluted enough for me,
okay.
But it's going to depend, you know, it's really, really, really strong when it's pure. Yeah.
You could also use an antibacterial lotion of any kind, and if you don't have that laying around, well, you may want to wait and really do this right, especially the first time. But again, my wife and I don't use any, I just use soap and water and then lotion. No big deal. The reason you want to be a little careful is because you are taking off, when you shave, a small layer of skin, and the pubic area does have some bacteria, mostly beneficial, but also some for natural musk. And if you're using a razor blade you've used on your armpits, you're now kind of cross-contaminating. So I recommend a new blade, but you don't have to use a new blade if you take the other precautions. Let's move on. Let's see. Some people find the daily application of baby powder or talcum powder especially helpful after shaving to keep the area dry and irritation free. So if you're finding you're feeling a little slick and sweaty or what have you, you can use a little talcum powder. Wash the area at least once to reduce sweat and oil buildup, and then use your gel and what have you. Again, that's just to prevent you from taking off skin and exposing it immediately to potential infection. And go as long as possible between the shavings to reduce skin irritation. Now, that's if you're sensitive. Again, my wife can do this every day. She doesn't have a problem. I cannot. If I try and shave the junk every day, first of all, I'm a little hairy. I'm a guy. Second of all, my skin's a little sensitive.
Right, I'm the same way. My skin's a little sensitive. And so I generally go every other day or every third day.
Yeah, now some people have a reaction to certain shaving creams. And you may not on the face, and then you will on your junk, or the opposite. My face is actually a little more sensitive than the junk. Like, I have a bigger problem, like I said, shaving my neck than I do shaving the package. You do have the sweat and movement and jeans. If you wear tight jeans, abrading the area. And if you're sensitive, you may break out. You're also going to want to, you may want to use a shaving cream made for sensitive skin and then a hypoallergenic moisturizer afterwards. If you're having a lot of problems, and this is all from the same website, I'm still just kind of paraphrasing. If you're having a lot of problems, don't shave. Consider instead closely trimming the hair. You can get the same, almost the same benefit. I mean, if you've let it grow out a little bit, it's still very, that's the idea, it's very sensitive. And I think it feels cleaner. And for guys going down on a girl who's shaved, it's easier to perform cunnilingus, but not that much easier than very closely trimmed. It's certainly not the end of the world. If you run, walk, or exercise, then you may want to shave and try it out, but it can get a little irritated at times. If you do any kind of genital hot wax play, yeah, you just made a face. Gypsy just went, well, because that may be good or bad. You may want to heighten, but, you know, the first time you do it, if you're not in control, make sure you communicate to the dom in the situation that this is the first time you've shaved in 5 years or 3 weeks or 2 months or ever, and let them know to be a little careful for a wax session. If you go without panties, oh, and I've moved on to a different website. This is from DSS.org. If you go without panties, keep in mind that pubic hair does give you a little bit of warmth, and in the dead of winter, you may want to allow yourself or allow your submissive some extra protection. Cold skin gets dry and numb, and that's not what we want below the belt. Bare genitals are sensitive genitals. If you normally get into genital torture or discipline, be careful at first when you're using your old techniques. And don't worry about freaking out your doctor. At least in this country, bare genitals are not rare. Bare genitals are getting more and more common. And then I got one last tip I want to share. Look at all this information we got on genital shaving. One little question. This is from libchrist.com, libchrist.com. As I was going through, they got about the same tips, like step one, get a bath, step two, use a gel, step three, use a fresh razor. But then this one, and I've never tried this. It says, minimize some of the effects by applying a thick layer of moisturizing lotion after you're done shaving, which we covered. But it says, you might also want to try our favorite secret, roll unscented deodorant over the freshly shaved area when you're done. Which I've never heard of, or I guess, well, if you don't have sensitive skin, it shouldn't be a big deal. But unscented deodorant.
Well, what are the benefits, does it say?
Well, there's a drying agent in deodorant as well. So it's like the talcum powder is going to help. It also would sort of seal the area a bit. And the antibacterial properties of deodorant are really, really mild, but they are there. And I guess it would also, now your crotch would smell like flowers?
But if it's unscented.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Burn some incense.
What?
Hi, this is John from Total Talk Nonsense. When I'm not bitch-slapping Scott, I love listening to Kinky Sex Radio with Professor Tom.
Now, Gypsy, we got lots and lots of news.
A shit ton, even.
A shit ton, even. We're cursing a lot on this podcast, have you noticed?
That's okay.
I usually don't curse that much. There's no FCC. That's the nice thing about podcasts. I want to mention a lot of things that are happening. First of all, Live365.com has picked up the show.
Which is really exciting.
That's really cool. It's WGTR, which is a Chicago affiliate of Live365. What this means, essentially, is that our listener numbers just went from 4,000, 5,000 people per show to 45,000 people in Chicago alone. 65,000 in the U.S. and 85,000 in the world. So suddenly 12 times more people. And, hey, we tripled our pay, which unfortunately three times zero, but hey, we're tripled, damn it. Currently, if you go to our website, I'm going to put a little banner right at the top, like where the Pod Riot banner is right up there. I'm going to fit it in somehow for WGTR because they're doing us a big favor by broadcasting our content. It's kind of cool of them, kind of nice of them. And nobody's heard of us, so they're really doing it because they like the show, which is very, very nice of them. If you go there, if you wanted to hear it, if you wanted to introduce a friend to the show or what have you, and he just doesn't like podcasts, we're all over the schedule right now because he's trying to kind of find a home. We're generally in the late hours, 11 p.m., midnight, 10 p.m., because that's when you're feeling kinky, baby. But he rebroadcasts it in the afternoon on occasion, because you never know. He's like, I'll try it at 4, I'll try it at 2, I'll try it at noon. Whenever they want to hear it, just let me know. So if you go to WGTR of Live 365, just go to kinkysexradio.com and click the banner at the top. It's the easiest way to find it. You can look over the broadcast schedule, which brings me up to a slight problem. If you have been to Kinky Sex Radio, our site went down last week. Sorry, which means we lost a few days of forum posts. So if you're trying to log into the forums and it's saying the user account doesn't exist, I'm sorry. I had a backup. Somehow my backup got corrupted and the server dumped a few days worth of data. It's a billion to one odds against that, and I'm really sorry it happened. If you notice that some of your posts seem to have been vanished, it's only like 3 days worth of data, which our forums are somewhat active, but not hugely so. Only a huge, you know. It just reposted, and I'm really sorry, and I'm working on a much more solid backup solution. What else? Oh, the new show. One-on-one with Professor Tom. I had some questions, really good feedback, which I thank you for listening to all the stuff we make. I think it's really sweet of them to give anything we put out a chance. Some people were asking why Gypsy wasn't on it.
Because I have a life. I have a full-time job.
Like I said, because I have a life, people.
Unlike Professor Tom. No, I have a...
Wait, fuck you. What?
I have a full-time job. I have violin lessons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just...
Now, you're also dating and I'm married.
Right.
There's a whole different world there. You know, my wife and I, we may go out, but it's like to the movies and then back home. You know, it's much easier, I think. I remember the single life. You just spend a lot of time out with friends, socializing. Right. I'm sitting here. The studio is in my home, so I'm 20 feet from the microphones. I have to get an idea for a show, a wild hair at my butt. I'll walk over, turn on the amp, start recording. You're going to be on the show eventually when you have time and we have a guest.
Right.
It was just a way for us to do bonus. It's not even a new show. It's a bonus show, I consider, because I'm not going to do it regularly enough to call it a
bonus.
Yeah, it's like, here's another one. I'm also going to release them on Friday instead of on the same day as Kinky Sex Radio, because some people's, like the iTunes, it didn't handle it real well that two shows popped up all of a sudden. They had it to get the newest one and delete the oldest one, and so they could only get whichever one was on top, and they had to go to the website, which is not a big deal, but when you have iTunes set up, you want it to work.
Right.
So from now on, Kinky Sex Radio will come out late Tuesday or Wednesday, and then any bonus materials will be out by Friday or Saturday at the latest. What else do we have? Oh, we're ending season one. We're ending season one on, I believe, April 10th, and we'll start season two on June 11th. And there's a very good reason. I've been hired to juggle for the government across the country. I'm dead serious.
Yellow balls.
The Center for Disease Control is doing an anti-obesity campaign, and they have hired a lot of circus folk. And I don't think people believe me when I tell them I'm in the circus. I eat fire, and I swallow swords, and I crack bullwhips.
And if you see the unicycles and everything else lying around the studio here.
The two-headed duckling?
Right, yeah. Right.
The severed head in a jar. So they got in contact with me. I went and I auditioned, and I got it, and it's a lot of money. And I think more importantly, it's a chance to travel around the country and do something I do believe in. I mean, children, certainly, you know, I love the fact that the adults listening to our show are cruising around with their iPods. But some of these kids, obesity is a major killer in this country. Unfortunately, it means that I got about 9 weeks where I'm going to be on the road. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't check your iTunes, because if we can get Skype going, I'd like to do little short shows and little topics that come up on Skype. It just won't be as high a sound quality. It also means when I come back, I'll have a little cash. So I want to have a few days of not having to worry about getting a show together to upgrade some equipment. And I believe that's all the news. Good Lord. What a ton of news.
Kinky Sex Radio.
It's a spanking for your ears.
Oh my God. You're supposed to swallow the water. You inhaled it.
It went up my nose.
Do Yeah, you got to cough it out or learn to breathe like a fish. You don't have any other options.
I hate you.
Now I'm choking on water, you whore. Hey, Gypsy, you know what's fun?
What's fun, Tom?
Going to a dungeon. You know why it's fun?
Why is it fun, Tom?
I have no idea, but we got a question about it. Let's talk about dungeon etiquette. How's that for a segue? My segue just petered out on me. Like, you know what's fun? I don't know. Talking about dungeon etiquette. Moving on. So I got a question for someone who wants to start going to these dungeon clubs and such, but is it never been. Very new. Stress that very much. Doesn't play in the lifestyle. Just loves the idea of going to a dungeon club. And who doesn't? What are some rules of the road?
Well, every club is going to have different etiquette rules as far as if penetration is allowed, what level of nudity is allowed, if edge play is allowed. There's some clubs that don't allow breath play or blood play of any sort, just as a safety precaution, which is understandable. And generally, the clubs have a dungeon monitor or a DM, and this is a person or more that just kind of goes around and makes sure that the, you know, play is, you know, staying somewhat safe. One of the basic rules that everybody should know is don't touch others' property, human or toys or just any personal property. That's kind of a common sense rule, but it needs to be said because, you know, you might be wanting to play in a space that they're in and just, you know, thoughtlessly move their bag of toys aside. That's generally a no-no. It's just like, you know, if someone's stuff is in the way and they're not in the middle of a scene, just kind of, you know, ask them, hey, can you move your things? We'd like to play here. And that's another thing is you don't want to put your toys on any of the play equipment because there's oftentimes a lot of limited space in the dungeons or clubs. So you want to ask, you know, whoever's running the place or one of the dungeon monitors where you can put your toys until you're ready to play, until you're ready to start your scene. And one thing is you don't want to interrupt a scene with someone. If you have a question for, you know, something, say you liked something they did during the scene and you don't want to just jump in and, hey, you know, what's going on there? You'll want to ask them after the scene is over. And
treat it like a performance, in other words.
Right. Okay. I mean, you're not going to, for example, at the circus, you're not going to jump in and, you know,
only on this show do you get circus now. I think us and there's another podcast with a couple of clowns. Keith and the Girl. And I think that's it. Only two podcasts that make circus references. Go ahead.
But you also, if there's play that you think is unsafe or if the submissive is in danger or any other circumstance that you might not agree with, you don't want to interrupt the scene because these may be people that have been playing together for years and years and they know, you know, the level that they're going to is okay for them, but you just don't agree with it. You don't want to jump in and say, hey, stop that. If you think something's in question, go to a dungeon monitor. That's what they're there for. You know, just say, hey, you know, I have some questions about this. You might want to go watch these people that are playing. And some things you do want to do is keep conversations to a minimum. If you have a question, you know, if you're discussing something with, you know, someone you're watching the scene with, you know, keep it very, very, very quiet at a whisper level. If you want to have a more boisterous conversation, there's generally a social area in the clubs where people can mingle and, you know, have louder conversations.
I always have a problem with that because I'm so naturally loud. Whenever I go into a scene, I have to make sure that I'm whispering really quiet.
And another thing you also want to do is clean up before and after your scene. Because you might not know if the person who's played on that equipment before you, what they've left there. If they've cleaned the equipment properly, you know, generally clubs, you know, give you a bleach solution or something to spray on the equipment. If you're, you know, real paranoid, you can bring some sort of maticide or some other cleaning solution to disinfect the area before and after you play, just as for the safety of you and everybody else.
Yeah, make sure before you play. That's very important because a lot of times the person who went before you is not as courteous as you are.
And the biggest thing is have fun. You know, that's what they're there for. You know, it's a social environment for the voyeurs and exhibitionists and all of us. And it's, you know, it's not rigid, it's not tight, but, you know, you want to have fun, but just keep in mind it's your manners that are going to go along with playing in public.
Kinky Sex Radio.
Spank me!
So we finally can announce this winner for this book. We had so many Wednesdays in March that, you know, it just seemed to carry on and on
and on. You know, Gypsy, I remember back when we started giving away this book. It must have been, 1907, I believe, we started this contest.
So the book is Bondage of Destiny by Gary Glenn McLeod, and our winner for that book is Curious Aussie Babe. Congratulations.
I'll explain how we got the winner. You sent in an email with the two questions, and I just sort of randomly, I printed them out, put them on like almost a hat, but instead of a hat, I was lazy and used a laundry bag because it was nearby, and just pulled the name out of the hat. And so Curious Aussie Babe was the winner. We got a new contest. Tell them about that.
Our new contest is for a Sex is Fun video game. It's a game you put in your DVD. It is called
Intense Games DVD. It's an adult party game for 2 to 10 couples. I've got it here. Sex is fun. Play with it. Invite some friends over. Pour some wine. Turn on your TV and pop Intense Games into your DVD player. We were playing this a little bit earlier. It's sort of, it's like a board game, but instead of having a board to deal with and spill wine all over, you hit next on the remote control. So you pop in the DVD and it says, hey, pass. You remember the thing where you pass oranges from person to person to person?
Right, without using your hands.
That's a 1-point question. But there's also 5, 10, and 15-point questions. And the 5, 10, and 15-point questions get a little bit naughtier. They get to where, like, lift your shirt up, show all the guys in the group, and you can play various couples. You can also scale back. You can control the level of bisexuality. And you can choose how you want the game to be played. It's a really neat idea. And you can find out more either through our forums. I've got a link for April's contest. Or just go directly to greatsexgames.com. They've got full, what is this one? Jungle Gym. Get this. An advanced adult party game designed exclusively for full swap swinging couples. Milton Bradley ain't never had nothing like that. The way I found out about these guys also while you're there, check out the Sex is Fun podcast. Which is Great Sex Games, the same, I think it's the same people, and they also do a podcast. I'm kind of unclear exactly how Kidder and Lorax and all the people on the podcast fit in with how the game is done. But either way, it's an interesting and enjoyable podcast and an enjoyable game. These things normally retail for $50 each, $49.99.
And how many are we giving away?
We're giving away 4 of them.
So 4 people have chances to win this game. So
yeah.
Go ahead and
Kidder and the boys and the girls. It's Kidder and the girls, actually. Kidder and two ladies. Hooked us up with 4 of these, $200 worth of DVD. Here's how you get it. Go to the Kinky Sex Radio website and click the listener survey. There's a little listener survey. It's about 7 pages, but 7 pages is like 2 or 3 questions, 4 questions on each page. It depends on what answers you give, how long the survey is. And it's a real PodTrack survey, so it's for potential sponsors and such, so it's pretty important to us if you wouldn't mind filling that out. If our bribery doesn't convince you, here's the important bit. Here's how you win. Here's how I know you're listening to the show and not just clicking on our website. When it says, what do you like best about this podcast? What do you like least about this podcast? You can type stuff in. In either of those spaces, type in your email address. That's it. You can type in, Prince Tom sucks, you know, whatever. Prince Tom's awesome. I have sex with a gorilla. I don't care. As long as your email. Type in something funny. That'd be awesome for PodTrack to see. Type in something kinky. I like having sex with marshmallows. Mm.
And midget unicorns.
And midget. Yeah, type in something about midget unicorns. Good job. We haven't got that in the show in like, it's been a week at least. type that in. Hit submit. And that's it. You'll be in the drawing to win 1 of 4 Intense Games DVDs.
Hello, I'm Sarah Deutsch of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
You heard of World of Warcraft?
I have.
You ever thought of getting laid there?
Well, only when I saw the video, The Internet is for Porn.
That was funny. Yeah, people do a lot with it. I saw one for MC Chris's Fett's Vet, which is a really funny song about Bubba Fett. In the Star Wars universe, acted out and dancing. They had the avatars dancing in this video from the Star Wars Galaxies game. There's a new game that fits into our show. There are several that might be coming out according to... This is from Wired Magazine this month, because I'm a geek and I get a subscription to Wired Magazine. Yeah! And several of them, Naughty America, the game. I guess there was a Naughty America, the movie at some point. Socialitron, that's a horrible name. Red Light Center. Here's the one that has the best... These aren't out. The one that has the best chance of getting released is a massive multiplayer online RPG similar to World of Warcraft called Three Feel. That's the numeral 3, F-E-E-L. And if you search for it, well, good friggin' luck. What you're going to find are in Engadget reports, Wired magazine reports, bloggers, the actual site. Well, how's your Korean? It's all in Korean. I found one other alternate site in Japanese.
So there's no mirror sites or translation sites at all?
Here's the thing. I searched yesterday. By the time this podcast gets out on the air, and maybe you're hearing it from the archives 2 years from now, maybe someone has gone through, maybe they've done an American release. It looks like a neat idea if you're okay with the idea of getting laid online, which I'm not sure. It's cyber to the next level. Here's the little write-up from Wired Magazine. You cruise swinger-friendly environments, meet and mate. How graphic is it? Eek. The high-res character models have very detailed faces and you-know-whats. I love how they write like we're children in America. Animations are motion captures of South Korea's most popular adult film stars. So they've modeled these fake people off real people with fake breasts. It's the circle of life. You can plug in. Here's the kicker. Ready? So you're playing online and you're getting laid online. Well, whoop-de-doo. What's that do you hear? Plug in a USB-compatible vibrator and enter the new exciting world of teledildonics.
So it's kind of like a simulator?
It's exactly. If you don't know what a simulator is, that's a USB-compatible vibrator, but the other person online could control it. So let's imagine a woman using it. Sorry if you're a gay man listening to the podcast right now. Let's imagine you're a woman using it and I'm your cyber partner. I would be controlling the variations, the speed, the vibrations, etc., while you would be driving it in and out. Same idea with teledildonics. So you meet
that's
someone.
That's going to be a new term in the OED.
That's going to be TD. Hey, you want to get down with some TD? You meet, you and you get points for this. You have like, you have skills, you have, you know, all the charisma.
So is it kind of like Sims, but like adult?
Yes, and well, no, but instead of driving from a top down where you're looking at 8 or 9 people, it's like World of Warcraft or Star Wars Galaxies where you are one person walking around trying to get laid. So the other person you meet is real somewhere. You meet them and fuck them in a virtual environment. It's a very weird game. If you're interested, it's called 3Feel, and you can just Google search for it, and I would also Google search for some sort of Korean-English dictionary.
G'day, Gypsy and Professor Tom. I'm Lynn from Lynn's Sci-Fi News, and when my lightsaber doesn't work, I listen to Kinky Sex Radio.
What a show. Good Lord.
We had a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. We covered a lot of crap. Hopefully you enjoyed the longer form show. The reason we did the longer form show is because I had emails saying, you know, the short shows, they had a longer commute. Not enough Kinky Sex Radio to keep them going. So we put some of the personal stuff, some talk show radio stuff, and then we dug up a lot of topics. If you've got a topic, we would love for you to send it to us. And I mentioned we're going to end season one, but that doesn't mean we won't record every single day right until I leave town. So we could conceivably get 4 or 5 episodes ahead. If you'd like to do an interview or you'd like to give away a product, any of that, send it an email to kinky@kinkysexradio.com. If you're one of our MySpace friends, I remind you, please don't send me a message through MySpace that's important.
They eat them.
Yeah, MySpace eats emails again this week. I had 2 people email me links that I'd been asking about. I emailed them again, said, hey, where are those, you know, like giving them shit, but like, hey, where's those links, you know, I asked for? Oh, I sent them to you on MySpace. And they didn't know. So if you're listening to the podcast, if it's not just some goofy little, hey, I like your profile, please put it in an email to kinky@kinkysexradio.com. That way I at least get it. And I believe that's it for our super long telethon podcast. Until next week, I'm Professor Tom.
And I'm Miss Gypsy. Stay kinky.